Planet of the Apes, 1974, Season 1, Episode 14, Up Above the World So High. Oh, Alan, Pete, Alan, look, what's the matter? Flying reptile. What? Flying reptile? Oh, I think it sees us. Don't believe it. Well, what do you do? What do you know? You frightened? Seeing a man fly? A man? Oh, humans can't fly. Yeah, it's some sort of homemade glider contraption. Yeah, oh, get out of here. We've got to get there first. If I even kill him. Come on, Pete Galen, I found him. Over here, let me help you there. Are you hurt? Oh, no. Are you right? Yeah, better. Oh, you see that gust of wind? A gust of wind on that side? I could put my weight on that side. Well, not that simple. The design's wrong. Are you sure? Oh, sure, I can correct. You see, never mind, you wouldn't stand. Alan, those troopers spotted you. Come on. This way, you got away. We have the thing that flies very well. Very impressive. You see, it will work. Lyric, you'll get your glider up in the air, but it's a wonder you weren't killed. A super fear of flying. I've got a lot of fears, but there's not one of them. I guarantee you'll kill yourself. But now how do you know? I believe me. They know. It's impossible. No one's ever flown. I'm first. How could they know anything about it? Now listen. Well, you invented a kind of glider. It's a remarkable achievement, but it's a dead end. Where do you go with it? Up in the sky. For what? The same thought and energy to something that could be useful for you. Yeah, invent a new kind of plough or something. I'll fly, I'll do, but no human being trying to steal my idea so you can take the credit. We're not trying to steal anything. We're trying to help you. Listen, Lyric. If we worked on your glider, taught you safety techniques, get you up there soaring like an eagle, we'll only be setting you up as a target. So Greta would see you and pal. Don't care, I have to get on with my work. How long do you think it will be before they find you? Now we know that a human has tried to fly. They've got enough going to stop. They find that human. I won't stop my work. Look, if you have to continue this project, could you do it somewhere further a town where you won't be spotted? It's a place that apes avoid because of superstition, but they take too much time to move my tools and materials. Doesn't matter. We'll move you. Yeah, right. Now let's move this junk to wherever. Well, you're very good to me. I'll show you. Several trips will be necessary. Has this something to do with flying? Oh no, I found it on the beach. A strange rock appeared after the lightning strike. The sand must have melted it. Hunk of glass formed. I polished it, Galen, and show you what you can do with it. Oh, if you don't mind, Lyric. Uh-huh. Inspectors become, believe a human? Human flu? My law saw it. Something even apes cannot do. Now then, I expect you to believe, Koenig. A garrison commander is not in the habit of coming here to address the council for purpose of lying. It is very interesting, but it is no more than a toy. Is there any objection to having this human found, killed, and any other such toys desired? To show no objection, Zeus. If you want, if I might have permission to speak, I am just a feeble student with none of your vision, wisdom, dealing with humans. I only wonder this idea, even though stumbled on with humans, might not serve us. Ridiculous, how could a human idea of service? Don't know, but it's new and explored. And what could be lost further by further investigation? Yes, go on. Not long known, but there's a reason to believe. Sisters knew how to fly. What? A reference is vague but strongly suggestive. It remembers of books from the old days. The world was almost destroyed. Perhaps this human learned from the same book we found. It's a book you found. If it has such a book, it's punishable by death. You could affect the other humans. But in any case, why bother with something just as worthless toy? I assure you, you're absolutely right, Yoko. I wonder if flying were worthless. Would our ancestors have engaged in it? Hey, how much more? Hey, Galen and Lyric could be bringing the last of it. How are you doing? It's a round stone. It's useless. There you go, little innovation. I think I'm going to stay here and work on this. I can't wait to see Gator's face. He looks through the magnifying glass and Pete. What? They captured Lyric. I've watched from his hiding place. There's nothing I could do. They just took him away. Why didn't they kill him? Well, it's the only thing I think of is they want to make a spectacle of him. Hello, perhaps the execution. Bringing my baggage. Commander Kallik. Collection of capturing a human. Where is he in cell? We've been handed roughly. We can answer your questions. I'm sure it'd be much more cooperative. Thanks for handling. What's all this? Oh, some things I use. The human. The hours of my personal conference. Since I'll be staying a while. Crystal gave you permission to deal with a human? A short while? How long is a short while, Kallik? 3 days? 5? 7? 9? And no guest facilities. This is a Droop Carrison. I don't mind inconvenience, but this would be perfectly adequate. Fellow, put those there. Yes, madam. These are my quarters. It's so generous, you Kallik. You'd be sure that to welcome the council. How very helpful you've been now. I shall call a room. I shall. You manage 2 or 3 sturdy tables. Well beyond that. Just don't even know that I'm here. Don't even know I'm here. Thank you so much, Kallik. My servants will carry out your personal facts out. I'll question humans shortly. Tribute to Gurren Kalicia. You were told to expect me, yes. Tell me to the human. Lyric, was that? Been punished? Doesn't show respect. Next time he eats, it's given you without complaining. Stand up. You're worse than those lower animals. There's nothing worse than strength, authority, and intelligence. Get out of here. I'm so sorry. Apes are not sorry for humans. They're different from some apes. I think you're different from most humans. That's why I'm here. God, this man is rested. He's hurt. He appended him. Please bring him to me. I haven't needed to warn you against the reputation. The brutality you just witnessed. Geez, nice carriage, yeah. You're driving, yeah, all the way to from Central City. I drive Carissa to towns of lot more further than this one. She's very important ape. Oh, you get to ride it, huh? Yeah. Gosh, you're lucky. You know, if I was an ape that is important as Carissa, is that a name? I could never come to this village. Nothing ever happens here. Something happened. Well, I don't know. Carissa wouldn't come all this way to talk to a human. There's something important was going on. Oh, yeah. Why did you tell that guard not to beat her? Because there's nothing that can be accomplished by beating, which cannot be achieved by more civilized manner. What do you want? I refuse to be questioned by human. For whom? Request decent treatment. I'm sorry. Well, that's the first reasonable thing you said. Appreciate what you said. Did. I want to help you, Lyric. I'm a scientist. I learn as the first interested in truth and knowledge. I told you, though the secret is flying. Is it true? Yes. Can you prove to me that a human or ape could fly? I can prove that to you. I can fly. How? By flying. So you say, no, I've flown. Well, Thomas, if you hadn't taken my tools and minerals with me, if I get out of here, if they won't kill me, I'll fly. All right, I'll try again. Flying retro is actually reported. The scene near here, or so is told. Don't know anything about flying reptiles, or are you not interested? You're wasting my time. You must have superior. Where is he? Kallik, inspecting the outpost. Back tonight. Yeah, there must be somebody else. There has to got to be somebody besides you. She's busy. She, Garrison. Visiting from Central City for civilization. To wait here. Wait outside. Is there anything else you need? What else is there to need? I'm not familiar with tough holes. Some of these have developed by our ancestors. We have since lost a knack of using them. Perhaps because we are humans. If humans do our labours, I'm sure you know how to use them. It does not seem a bit awkward device to drive in now. Is there another use? See? Very good. You're clever with your hands. Just be as equally clever with your head. My design take you high into the sky. How much longer do I have to wait for this female? Hello, I'm Carissa. Oh, hello. Indeed, I'm Petrus. of our critical expedition, and we're doing this for the sake of peace. I'm an expedition of another sort. How may I salute you? You already have by refusing, if I remain confident of the fact that I am not the only ape playing with interests other than sleeping and eating. I myself have not found the company very stimulating. Do come in. So I have been trying to track down this rumour about this flying reptile. Well, I'm glad you did, but it was not a reptile. Oh, I know. God told me a flying human, that is, has much more curiosity. I know in a few days whether or not a human could fly. Oh, I would love to see such a thing. Well, staying, I'd be delighted to have you present demonstration of your kind. Well, I'm not quite sure what a great word for me. Charming, thank you. Well, I'm not asking comments, though. I do like to hear them. Won't you sit down? Oh, thank you very, very much. Thank you very much. Oh, yeah. Oh, don't you think that you weren't kind? Oh, you're not really... Oh, I was really not sure. I think over other qualities are more important, such as... Well, I think it'd be more interesting if you found out for yourself. Well, I indeed tend to try, but I very much doubt that I find you unkind. I mean, it's very hard to believe. Well, I suppose I could take credit for saving the life of a human. Say you can fly. You promised to give us a demonstration 5 days. Fails well? Well, I hope it succeeds, just so that I can see human fly. Eager too, so I decided he should live. Galen? Can't Carissa help Gaelic, even if his plan is failure? Well, I can only go on. Well, she told me. She's very sympathetic. I know she will want to protect him. She's that kind of ape, hen, hey. Getting a little hung up with her on her. Huh? Do you mean, what do you think? I think you're jumping to premature conclusions. Which may be correct, huh? Meantime, you'll be going to do about Lyric. See that he flies, a frontal glider. Gonna have to make it for him. Not sure we know enough to make a frontal glider. Jump we got. How are you coming? Okay, Galen, we're ready for it. But we're right there. Oh, geez, careful, Les. Very hot. We're right here. Okay, keep it taut. Hold it tight as we can. Boom. It's amazing ball, tree sap. Firm flyer. That's best we could do. Cool glue, Galen. Hold that a second, will you? Can't. We only went up with fingers stuck together. Well, what do you think? Yeah. I think it could fly with luck. Oh, I do hope so. It's very exciting. If you think the prospect of flying exciting, wait till you take off. I cannot wait a minute. You mean a takeoff? I really think. Thank you very much. This has been fascinating. Galen, wait a minute. You tied me to that thing, screaming and kicking. Whatever, you would find some way to keep my feet on the ground. Going to be tested before we take apart and get to Lyric. Yes, I intend to watch one. You test it. I should applaud him effectively if you're not successful. What would happen if an ape looked up and saw a human flying? Well, he would shoot the human down, right? Well, you're looking hanging up on that glider. Another place to hide, right? Right. For the ape to look up, so another ape flying. It looked pretty shook up. He wouldn't shoot. No, we're not going to get shook up because we're not going to see an ape flying. Okay, and you've got to do it. It's you. It's the last poll here at Lyric. Save your breath. It's out of question. I refuse. I absolutely put my foot down. Okay, now use your foot to kick up now. Now brace yourself. I will show you. Get ready. No way. Good. Let's go. Oh, whoosh. Easy, Galen. Let the wind do it. Let the wind blow it. Ho, 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 ho. He likes it. Well, Potrus. What do you think? Oh, it's marvellous. It's absolutely marvellous. It's hard to believe that one can actually fly. How thrilling that could be. I'd be the first to know when I fly tomorrow. Tomorrow? But they're 2 days earlier than Cassius said. Oh, yes, Lyric's been working enormously hard. He's ready before he's expected. How nice, though. Maybe Putrus had a new book sent from Central City. I'm sure you'd be interested, Cassius. Be you in a minute. I want you to take one last look at this marvellous bird. Very well, Putrus. Shh, never mind about the glider. It will not fly. It will. It won't. We will have to build a glider that will fly. Being disassembled and being smuggled to you. It will fly. I will fly it. You break every bone in your stupid head. You must stall for 2 days. We'll see. We won't get it. We can't get it delivered and assembled in less time. You must want time to steal my idea so you can be the first to fly. Quotas come. Evening, everything will be all right, Lyric. Yeah, everything is fine. I'll fly tomorrow. This is hopeless. It's absolutely hopeless. I mean, even if we could get to this shape by the morning, we couldn't deliver and assemble it in time. We're going about the whole business the wrong way. First of all, business should be to deliver a glider that fly. The first thing we'll do is stop a glider that won't fly. Aren't you ready, Lyric? Oh, ready to get scared, move to the middle cliff. I am afraid that Lyric is somewhat single-minded purpose, characteristic of humans. I'm trying to tell him yesterday there were other areas of interest in science. See, what was that? Oh, this is natural suspense. Natural device. Oh, look. I call it Spander. See here, it's a fly. Well, it's fascinating, Petrus. Lyric, come on. It's your turn. See that? It's a surveying band almost everything. Look, see here. Oh, hey, look at this. That there's something over there I want to show you and ask you about. I want you to advise about. Oh, it's end of the table. Right here, right there, there, here. Look at this closely. See here? Well made joint to say. Huh? You say, but you're very good, sure? You have many mechanical failures have been caused by poorly lifted joints, huh? Weakened by small flaws that have never been disposed by its bender. Could help take a certain conceited pleasure the way you remove it works, Petrus. Conceited, uniquely penetrating mind of chimpanzee. But don't be modest, after all, gorillas. Orangutans keep all subtle ideas. Well, you know, never thought a gorilla had been subtle. No, they hold higher authority because they brute force, since they lack intelligence. Oh, help, fire! Oh, what do you think caused it? Well, what do you think caused it? It's gone destroyed. Oh, God, pity! Oh, your spanner may have used you never thought of address. It's made a curse here. Cannot take credit for this. No, you'll be known as the ape who made fire for the spanner. Thank you, huh? My flight. No, merely delayed. You have all the materials you need. You may start again. I feel responsible for this. Let me make amends. I have these two servants. They're rascals, both of them. They're very, very clever with their hands. I will send for them. You're bringing all the materials they can provide, so put this thing back together again. You two, what do you want? They're the servants of Protoss, sir. Yes. Well, foolish for that human to make into wings, yes, sir. Well, right, take it in. Thank you, sir. You know, Purchase? I am only doing things again. Thank you. Interesting. Oh, very, very. Galen burnt the wings, didn't he? Deliberate Lyric. What do you want? Gave apology? We only ruined your stupid glider because you have broken your stupid neck. It would have flown. It will fly, and you'll be flying it. All you have to do is be assembled in pieces. I don't believe it. Do you hear this guy? Alan, what are we doing here? Spinning our wheels. We should have left you up at that tree. We could have let that troopers pick you up and then only crashed. Oh, you were very clever. You wanted to find out what I knew about a flight first. Right. Wrist on next. So just so we could take a lesson from Wobbly Willie's wonderful wiggling wings. Let's go. Oh, well, wait. You are really trying to help me? You really want to help me fly? Want me to fly? That's right. All right, I believe you. I don't know why you're helping me. I don't know why Kessir is. I don't care. As long as I get up there just once. Don't care what happens after that. Well, it's very, very flattering. No, not flattery. It's the truth. Very, very word. I guess I'm delighted to believe that, chimpanzees are superior. Of HC, I'm a chimp. Oh, and don't know, however. Agreement should be coming up so easily from, let's say, gorilla. Of course not. As an intelligence to recognize is obvious. I suppose patting oneself on the back could be considered harmless and good form of exercise. Why don't you read that book? Why don't you know how we feel? We? Who? The head of Cancer Zeus, of course, of an orangutan, who is commander of security forces, Urko Grinner. Can any the one chimp with Gold Cabeza's position, top priority? Just what you're hinting at. What do you want? Advise Urko to delay the flight test. I expect you one would. This is Corain Garrison, Commander Protress. Urko, but these humans won't fly. I know Urko's views. He authorized me to execute a human. The test is delayed beyond tomorrow. And you might want to arrange to have your things taken out by then. Got a position to give power orders to you. To me, the chimps are far above him intelligence. He gives orders to chimps. He shoots humans. What about Larrick? Tests have been postponed till tomorrow. There'll be no problems. Come in. Sir, the guard told us to report to you when we were through. Of course, you know. Well, of course. Well, you'll be through? Yes, sir. Ah, prepared for the flight. Yes, sir. Very good. Ah, very well. You may go. So I wonder if we could speak to you for a minute, please. I'm busy. What is it? Oh, well, there's something I'm trying to remember. I wanted to talk to you about, sir. So don't seem very bright, Protress. They're not. Go. We can get back later if you can remember what you wanted. Very well, I just remember what it was, sir, we wanted to talk to you about. The last load we brought in. Wrecked the carts, sir. We want to show it to you. You bit them to bother you with nonsense like this? No. Go at once, yes, sir. Teach them some manners. I'll be back in a minute. What's the matter? Why do you think that's in the box in your girlfriend's room? What box? A green one. One says formation, Cosmol Pack. Oh, yes. I wonder about that. Didn't want to pry. Formation bombs. Lovely little mama bombs and lots of little baby bombs inside. So when you blow all over the place, customarily dropped from airplanes, right? The question arises, what's a cute little chimp who'd been romancing in here doing with a case of instant death? Well, now, they'll find their answers. Now, tell me, thinking, what were we talking about? We talked about saying that chimps, most intelligent, best equipped, no control of government and council. Well, yes. And to be asking you, what is this? The answer to some of the questions I've been asking. Oh, it's why would I waste the time saving the life of a human, Derek? Means nothing to me. But if he could teach us to fly, understand the council chambers are guarded, the council is in session. No one can approach. The same is true of Urko's headquarters. Now, Protress, think. Urko and his troops and girls are eliminated. Who control the world? There's bombs in his box. Eliminate them. Alaric rings, we can swoop down out of the night sky. A dark scene unheard. That's why I determined to keep him alive till we can teach him to fly. You see, Protress? Oh, yes, absolutely. Perfectly clear. What are we doing here? We're getting you out. What? Oh, no. Clarissa is losing you. Okay, stay away from there. She'll blow up everything if she gets her hands on the glider. No time. The guards are coming. Pete, take care of the guards that are going in. Get away. Come on now. Come on, there's no chance. Let's go. You chose a human in preference to me? Preference to what you're planning? Take him away and test is cancelled. Flight proceed is scheduled. Arrange the execution of Lyric. Renegade 8, first thing in the morning. I shall look forward to witnessing progress of execution after the test flight. Lyric will be shot too. Be no test. A madman cannot operate his wings. While your troopers will take humans' place. Risk good life, the gorilla is a pointless experiment. Absolutely not. It's all my fault. Of course it is. Some humans are much more human than other humans. But you're not the most human, I'm sorry. I don't think good that does. Here, how does that feel? It's numb, you know? If I get out of here, I won't be able to fly. It's almost impossible. Facing a fire squad, and all you can do is, don't care what happens to the human. But I want the flying device to return safely. It is, if in fact it can fly. You wonder about when flying off of it? Just move out. Being a human here, look. You have to an open area marked off by troops. If you can fly out of it, you'll be shot down. You're trying to signal? No, of course he isn't. Poor man is half frightened to death. He doesn't know how to tell you. Tell me what? You can't fly with one hand. Look. Is this true? The test is cancelled. I insist if I like to go on. I should refuse to risk the life of an ape. Well, there's no good looking at me. You can't force me into that thing. If you aren't going to be killed, I demand a decent, proper execution. Hey, wait a minute. No. Now, you wait a minute. It's out of the question. That would be ridiculous, even if we were winning, I tell you. Don't know how to fly. Were the wings both you and him? Yes, they might. No. Well, Krennic, it seems we have solved two problems. I want to see if those wings can carry extra weight. You want to spare AMA troopers the risk of flying, but I protest. They fall into the sea, they'll drown. There'll be no loss. They'll fly. The humans will ride along with you. Show how to guide the wings so closer. I knew you were cruel, but I didn't know how cruel. We bring the wings more fun than a pitch in high school. Going to fly. They're flying. I knew it would work. I don't know if I could control it. Wind's so strong. Woo. I made it happen. As nobody ever did before. You also made me killed the way no one's ever been killed before. Here we go. Where are you going? Flying out to sea. Fire. Shoot them down, both of them. Wait. You may not have to waste their bullets. Hold your fire, they're dead. So, it's a secret of flight. But while I wasn't sure you would make it. Oh, I wish we hadn't. If it flew like a birdie, I knew it would. I could have stayed forever. Now, please, let me get to shore, quick. No, you can't. We spotted it. We'll be spotted in a minute. Spotted on the sight. Oh, I can't, or I'll be shot. All right, everyone, let's go. Keep your heads down. Try and express too much. Oh, please, somebody shoot me. What's wrong with him? Ancient human disease. Seasickness.